Hi, welcome to Conversations with My Sisters. This is a podcast for mothers who affiliate with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But we welcome all mothers, busy, bored, happy, sad. We're so glad that you've come to share this time with us. Catherine is the 8th of 11 children. I am her oldest sibling. I'm the oldest of 11 children. And Catherine has 7 children of her own. She is the wife of a popular pediatrician. She also is a gourmet cook and a pro gardener and flower arranger. So she has a lot of talents. Catherine, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Hi, Kristen.
Hi. Can you tell me a little bit about how everything's going over at your house right now?
Of course. I am in the thick of a new school year and all the kids are busy, which is really fun. A lot of new activities, teachers, sports, music. But something kind of exciting is happening today, Kristen, and I didn't even get to tell you about it yet.
So tell me.
I am going back to school today.
What?
It's true. I registered for a college class and the first day is today. I am a new student. I'm going back to my alma mater.
ASU.
Even before that, where I got my associates, I went to Chandler Gilbert and I'm going to take a Spanish class.
Oh my word.
I know. So I took a couple years of Spanish in high school, but this has been on my mind for a while. And my husband's been really encouraging me because he speaks Spanish and we really want to serve missions together and want to be available to speak Spanish together if we're called to. And recently, actually, in our area, all of the members of our church have been encouraged to learn a second language.
Really?
That was announced at a meeting. Oh, it's been about a month ago.
Wow.
So isn't that exciting? So that we can have opportunities to support, love, teach the gospel to others that don't speak our language, the English language. So it's just kind of pushed me even further. And I wiggled around in these emotions. And then classes started last week. I missed the first class because I've just been wrestling with this decision. And now they got me in. I'm going to class today, Kristen.
Oh, my word.
My kids are dying. They're like, first day of school pictures, Mom. We have to have them. They are dying laughing. They thought I was joking. I said, no, I am going to have a backpack on and I'm going to go to school. So there you go. You're the first one. I know you're the first one to know.
Oh, my word. Now the whole world gets to know.
I know. So happy first day of school.
Happy first day of school, Catherine. Yes, I hope you ate a good breakfast.
Well, it's waiting for me, but I did get up early today and I feel really great about my day.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Thank you. So that's my day.
When you said, I have something to tell you, I thought maybe I already knew what you were going to say because what I thought you were going to say is that you guys were going to get a new van from my friend, Bob K.
Can you believe that? That was fun.
Duncan was telling me yesterday that John was searching for a used van and that you guys met our friend, Bob K., who is a car salesman.
Oh, Christine, you have no idea the struggle. Yes, we've had our Ford Transit van for almost 10 years and so many memories. We loved it. For the last 5 years, it didn't have air conditioning. It died on our last camping trip on the top of the mountain. We had to have it hauled away. I cried. I cried in the parking lot when the tow truck finally took it from the junkyard. And people were like, what? Why are you so sad? Then for many, many weeks, we've been shopping. We were going to maybe get another Transit, but then we thought maybe we should get a minivan. And so you won't believe it. I am just full of surprises. You will not believe this. We bought a minivan.
We bought a minivan. You did?
Yes. And I have cried every single day since we bought it on Saturday night.
Oh, no.
And Della cried herself to sleep that night.
Oh, no.
My kids are devastated.
Oh, no. I know you told me that you think going to a minivan is a notch down in your motherhood.
Oh, I feel like my identity has been absolutely robbed from my soul. And I honestly, I cried for 30 minutes Sunday morning, I looked how I could return it. I looked all of the things of how we could get out of this, and it was too late. I know it's too late. But John and I felt good about it for a lot of reasons. We feel like here we have this choice. For several weeks, we had been stewing over, should we get another big van? We have 4 kids at home. In 1 year, we'll only have 3 kids at home. But we do have adult kids that are going to eventually get married, and our family's getting smaller, but it's also getting bigger. And a lot of our adventures we want to do as a family. So it was a real wrestle. But we thought about the gas mileage. We also have a little PTSD from the last year and a half of absolute heartbreaking, frustrating, difficult car trouble ended our life with the van. And so a little bit of anxiety, wondering if we invest in another van that we ran into the ground, the gas mileage, and then just the overall reliability. So we shopped and shopped and shopped. This decision really evolved because I miraculously got a ride from a friend 2 days before to my daughter's softball game, and I'd never even heard of this van. I jumped in her van and I turned around and I was like, what? Look at all this room. And instantly I thought, wait, now this is a van I could actually drive. And
oh, wow.
You wouldn't believe it. I'd never even heard of it. And we bought it. We bought that same van. Can you even believe it?
I cannot believe it.
I know. I feel like I'm driving a spaceship. It's a Kia Carnival. See, I don't even remember it. You've never even heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
No, you're going to love it. And we're going to, and John, I did cry all night. I cried the whole next morning. I didn't want to drive it yesterday because I was worried I was going to like bump something. I'm so scared to drive it. It feels like
I'm brand new.
Yes.
Oh my word. Are you going to be able to hose it out?
I know. I've thought all about it. My kids have asked, Mom, are you going to spray it out? Because that's a big deal. We almost bought a Transit with a vinyl flooring.
So that you could spray it out again.
Like, yes. Incredible.
Oh, my
God. No, that Ford Transit that we gave away was the best looking inside. It just had so many problems. I mean, I could go down the list of how, and I didn't care. My kids don't care. They loved it. We didn't even care. And they're just so sad. But Della is having a lot of fun programming the little screen in the front now. That is helping. That's helping her little 12-year-old heart feel better about the pinches.
Why do we get so attached to our cars?
Believe me, I've had to listen to little Jody Moore action yesterday morning to get me through it. Because these experiences, these situations that define us, they change. And if we attach ourselves too tightly to things that you know are going to change and you allow them to be the source of your joy and happiness, then you're kind of setting yourself up for a lot of heartbreak. That's what I did. I allowed my big black 12-passenger van that Clara, my 18-year-old, she named it Shangela. And everyone, if you know, you know, Shangela is our big bad cat. And Clara is mourning on her mission right now, the loss of Shangela in her life. And
I can't get over that name.
Oh no. And she had to shed a tear because she knew how heartbroken I was. And of course, I blasted our family chat with every picture of our family by our van. And the only thing, everyone knows I'm so sentimental. They're just like sending me the most thoughtful responses. And they just can, you know, Mitchell is just thinking, oh, mom is a puddle of tears. She has to just pick me up. So anyway, Della has taken on the new responsibility. I said, Della, I know it's not Shangela, but you can name it. You can name her. You can name it. She's like, Mom, I'm naming her. I said, this is her diva sister. This is her diva sister. Yeah. And she's like, I get to name her. I said, let the fun begin. Like, we're trying. So I've just decided I have to live in the now and not look back and just bundle up all of those memories. Like, just literally no one can take those memories from me. And it did define me. We had so much fun and no one can take those from me. But it's now that I get to have this really reliable car that gets over 40 miles to the gallon.
What?
And I know. And we are going to go down dirt roads. John already said, oh, yeah, we are taking this. I can't wait to get it scratched
up. Four-wheel driving the Kia.
We are. Uh-uh. No, we are driving all over this country, and nothing's keeping us from having – we're going to haul a trailer behind it. We are just going to – and we're going to save a ton of money. It was my leap of faith. We needed to be a little bit more reasonable and not keep dumping money into a car that was going to be a gas guzzler and possibly not reliable, and just trust that this is okay. We felt good about it in the purchasing process for the very first time. For a van that we'd never even heard of 2 days before. And we dropped all of our other options that we'd been researching for a month. I'd been running to the high school to pick up a car, driving a scooter home from the temple. Yeah, riding home on a scooter from the temple because I didn't have a ride and stuff like that. That I thought, you know what? Heavenly Father is going to bless us. We're really, really trying to do what's right. Now I get to drive this amazing car and it's a blessing. So I'm trying to allow that mourning season to kind of come to an end and appreciate what we have. And it's a beautiful car and it's going to be such a blessing. So...
Wow, Catherine, what a fun story. So inspiring. I know that everyone's thinking right now how they can relate to your story and how they can apply it in their life.
Kind of a little thing for most people, but it was a big deal for us in the Jones family.
Yes. Oh, and it just is a testament to how much you guys love being together and how many recreational activities that you guys have enjoyed together and how adventurous you are and how much you love the world and God's creations and treasure those memories together. I just am so inspired by that.
Thanks, Kristen.
You're welcome. Well, we were walking the other day and you were sharing a story with me about understanding how we are worthy and what worthiness means. Do you remember the story that I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, when I think about repentance and worthiness, it reminds me of a time when I was young and in high school, actually. I had such a fun childhood and had a lot of confidence in my life and felt so happy. And I loved my family. I loved all that I was involved in. And I had this job at a local sandwich shop. And it was my friend's dad's shop. And he hired some of her friends, and it was really fun to work there. You can imagine after basketball games, friends coming over to the shop, and we would make just big ice cream cones for them. And they had sandwiches, and it was a pretty fun place to work. I could drink all the pink lemonade for free, and you better believe that was kind of a highlight. But then a lot of times we would sit and wait for customers. It would be slow, and we'd prep food. But they had all of these chopped up candies to put into the ice cream. Sometimes I would just snitch on those candies, and I would think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I think that, you know, there's so much. He has so much money, and a little piece of peanut butter cup isn't going to be that big of a deal. I mean, I don't hardly even get a discount. I kind of justified it. That was a fun job to have in high school. I really enjoyed it. Those were good memories. Then as time went on, I remember going into college and then meeting my husband and preparing to go to the temple to be sealed. I remember going to the bishop and going through those temple recommend interview questions. And one question really popped out in my mind was, are you honest with your fellow men? Instantly, I thought of this situation that I had been in years before where I had taken advantage of my boss and had eaten some of the candy that I hadn't paid for. Right away, I knew that that was something that I wanted to ask for forgiveness for. And I knew I actually had to go and talk to him about it. And that was so scary to me. Of course, I was so nervous. He had been my previous bishop even, and they were still in our ward. And I still can remember it very vividly, walking after church through the halls and finding him and crying and just being so nervous
and telling him the truth and him giving me a big hug and saying, of course, I forgive you and I love you, Catherine. I instantly felt this huge relief of that burden and guilt, even though most people wouldn't think that was a big deal. For me, I knew that when I went into the temple, I wanted to be worthy of all of those blessings. And I wanted to have that worthiness for that temple recommend and feel all the joy that I knew had been promised to me as I would go to the temple and be sealed. I did feel forgiven. And it's been many, many times that I've been able to reflect on that experience and the feeling of joy and of forgiveness that I felt, of that relief as I turned to my Savior. I know that that was why I wanted to be forgiven of that, is because I love my Heavenly Father so much, and I wanted to feel of my Savior's love for me. So I know that was why I had those desires. So I'm grateful that throughout my life, as I've lived worthily, then as I humble myself when I've had challenges in my life, then it draws me to the Savior. And those are the times when I've been able to feel Heavenly Father's love for me. And I do always feel worthy in this, the eyes of my Heavenly Father, even though I've made mistakes and I've had to be forgiven. I know I'll need my Savior all the time. I know He is the plan. He is the plan that why we're here on the earth. So I'm grateful for that testimony, and I'm grateful for that experience that I had long ago at a young age that taught me to turn to my Heavenly Father, and that I can be forgiven and feel His love.
Catherine, thank you for having the courage and the vulnerability to share that with us so that we can all learn from it. The experience you had is something we can all relate to, because we all make mistakes. We all sin. We are sinners, like you said. And so we all need our Savior. In your mind, what is the difference between worthiness to go into the temple versus worthiness to turn to God? Or is there a difference?
I think that's a good question. I've wrestled with that, because I think that we're always worthy of God's love, no matter where we are in our lives. And that is a truth. I think that's God's law. He is a perfect, loving Father in heaven. And that is regardless of our choices or our circumstances. I do think that worthiness of some of God's blessings is based off of our choices. And those blessings are ours based off of obedience and choosing to live or striving to live like the Savior. And then based off of our repentance and yoking ourselves with the Savior, we're worthy of those blessings as we repent.
A word comes to my mind called favor, and we see this in the scriptures. The scriptures tell us that He loves all men. We saw Jesus Christ exemplify this in His life. He ate with the sinners. He, you know, associated with soldiers and Pharisees and Samaritans, and He taught that He is not a respecter of persons. So He loves all men, whether they're repentant or not. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we have blessings that we need to qualify for. So His love must be different than our qualification for certain things. It seems to me like one of the words that He uses in the scriptures is favor. We want to find favor with God, as Jesus Christ Himself strove to as a youth. He can favor some people over others because of their willing heart, their obedience. So favor is different than His unconditional love. And what you're saying is worthiness can be both. It can be, we're always worthy to come to God, and yet we're not worthy of every single blessing until we repent because of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, I agree.
This brings to mind that talk from Sister Runia, Tamara W. Runia, in April of 2025. Her talk was entitled, "Your Repentance Doesn't Burden Jesus Christ, It Brightens His Joy." Oh my goodness, there are so many wonderful quotes here. And it is exactly what you're talking about, Catherine.
Not Kristen.
Oh, I think every woman in the church loved this talk. Every man probably too.
I don't know why it is, but it's true. We are hard on ourselves.
Yes. Whether you are a mom or not, you have that female gene or whatever it is that we're hard on ourselves. Mm-hmm. But moms are in a position all day long over and over and over again of making mistakes. We have examples that we perceive to be perfect mothers out there. Social media absolutely adds to that pressure, seeming expectation that someone must have of us. And we know that comparison robs us of joy. Mm-hmm. So we're striving not to do that. This is really, really cool what Sister Runia says. And I think every busy mom loves this idea. Quote, "I've learned that if you wait until you're clean enough or perfect enough to go to the Savior, you've missed the whole point. What if we thought about commandments and obedience in a different way? I testify that while God cares about our mistakes, He cares more about what happens after we make a mistake. Are we going to turn to Him again and again? Are we going to stay in this covenant relationship?" I have many stories about repentance, but one that just happened on Sunday. I was driving from Utah to Arizona because my son and some nephews and a niece were in the bike race Logan to Jackson Hole. It was so fun being there to cheer them on. It was a long drive back to Arizona afterward. I was striving to keep the Sabbath day holy, even though we were on the road. I had some quiet time to read, or I was really listening to the scriptures because I was driving at the time. I was reflecting on the scriptures and chose to repent of some judgmental and prideful thoughts that I had had. I wasn't saying the words out loud, but I thought them in my head because, you know, there were passengers in the car with me. As soon as I intentionally drew to the Savior, with the intention of repenting, it seemed like I forgot what I was repenting of. And I had this thought in my head, it's gone. It was as if I didn't even have time to finish the question, "Will you please forgive me of judgmental thoughts?" Before I even finished thinking my plea, I was forgiven. It was instantaneous. My spiritual thought in response to that, besides being in awe and grateful, was, "Help me know what you just forgave me of so I can make sure I don't do it again. What lesson do I need to learn from this? I want to be a better person." Then the response from the Spirit was, "Don't worry about those specifics. Just be as much like Jesus Christ as you can each day. And the purity and the holy behaviors and thoughts and goodness will come automatically because you are striving to be like Jesus Christ." That again took a burden off of me because now I don't have to be overthinking it. All I have to do is trust in Him.
Yeah, I love that because we want to hash it out again in our mind. And if you did, maybe you would get stewing on it again. What a beautiful revelation that you were able to let it go and feel the joy.
Absolutely. I felt more joy because I didn't have to hash it out. Yeah. Doesn't He say, "My peace I give unto you"?
Oh, yeah.
Again, Sister Runia's talk says, He's excited every time He sees us on our knees. He delights to forgive us because to Him we are delightful. That is so awesome. And she had the visual effect of her hand, and she held up her hand to show our worth isn't tied to obedience. Your worth is constant. It never changes. So interestingly enough, Catherine, we were talking earlier about worthiness. Mm-hmm. Worthiness must be different than worth. Your worth is constant. It never changes. It was given to you by God, and there's nothing you or anyone else can do to change it. Obedience brings blessings. That is true. But worth isn't one of them.
Yes.
So awesome. Your worth is always great in the sight of God, no matter where your decisions have taken you. Your story exemplifies that perfectly. And that the Lord delighted in forgiving you from your mistake as a youth. You were worthy of enjoying all of His blessings available to you through the temple.
I love that we were able to discuss those two different topics and see how they relate, but also how we have such a loving Heavenly Father and that He will always love us wherever we are in our lives.
I remember you saying, worthiness is not flawlessness.
Yes, that is a Brad Wilcox quote. And It's everyone wants to feel worthy in the sight of God.
You've brought a smile to my face in so many times during this conversation.
Oh, good. Oh, it's fun, Kristen. I wasn't even expecting to be able to share all that fun news with you. And that was a fun way to share it.
I hope you have a wonderful day with your minivan. And I can't wait to hear what Della named it.
Yeah. You'll know. You'll find out soon enough. To be continued.
Awesome. Well, have a wonderful day. Okay. I love you.
I love you too. Thanks, Kristen.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
We're grateful for this opportunity we had to talk about our Savior Jesus Christ and how we can draw closer to Him and feel His peace. We hope that if this conversation helped you, that you will share it so that we can draw as many people to Christ as we can. So we gather as a sisterhood. We know that we are stronger. We love you, and we know Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ love you too.